If you've turned into our show over the past 2 years, occasionally you've heard the musical stylings of the man we're listening to right now. The man known as the incomparable, Miles Bonney. Local musician, DJ, producer, and lumberjack soul man, building grooves all over the world. I'm Jabalani LaFall, and on today's Central Standard, we talk to Miles Bonney, who, as you may or may not know, has been the show's music curator since the show started. He's just home from a European tour and is making moves locally and internationally. We'll talk to him about that, plus his new relationship with the Charlotte Street Foundation. Plus, he flips our show theme once again with some dope results. And he's leaving Kansas City. We'll find out why, talking beats, music, rhyme, reason, and life with our soul mate, Miles Bonney, on Central Standard after this hour's NPR News. Girl, I know you live in the city. City, from Teaneck, New Jersey, to Lawrence, Kansas, to Kansas City, Missouri, and all points in between. Now it's New Mexico, Poland, Germany, wherever.
Wherever.
Back to here. And interrupting my intro, as Miles Bonney always does. Welcome to Central Standard. Exactly,
good to be here, man.
Exactly. You are the author of that beat, the composer of the beat that people hear every day for the past, I guess, 700 episode,
the
thousand million, episodes or something like that.
The millions of years you've been on
the
air.
The millions of years that I've been here.
Yeah.
Paleolithic.
It's timeless.
Straight up. So you're back in town, been on European tour, just off tour. Tell us what's up, Miles Bonney.
I'm in transition of going from doing music as a side thing to recognizing that other people take it more seriously than I do. So maybe I should try taking it seriously and see what's possible.
Trying to integrate artistry into more of a holistic roundtable thing rather than get a straight gig and play a couple club dates and have fun with your friends.
My relationship with music is unfortunately completely tied to my spirit as a person. And so as my spirit as a person develops and I feel a real responsibility to add to the world, I'm simply trying to figure out how I can do that in the most effective way that benefits the world. And I think that's music at this point.
You've evolved a lot as a musician and as a person since we first met you audience-wise, show-wise, 2 years ago. Tell us about this journey over this past 2 years and how that journey has brought you to New Mexico, of all places.
Most recently I've been singing a lot and playing a flugelhorn, which is a lower tone trumpet, and kind of a jazz soul thing, obviously with a hip-hop influence. And as the music that I've recorded and shared with the world, largely through a record label I work in Germany named Melting Pot Music, has gotten out there, I've tried to get out there myself as well to Europe and meet some of those people and just kind of expand and connect with those who identify with my music already and try and further it reaching more people. The New Mexico trip, moving from Kansas City, is largely initially a reflection of the relationship I have with my female partner, who is actually my wife. We don't really care too much about marriage.
Marriage labels.
We're like beyond love, but we can get into that later, whatever. But she's down there. She's always wanted to live in the Southwest. She grew up around here, grew up in Liberty, Missouri, north of Kansas City. And so if I'm going to travel for music, it's important that she likes where she is, that she takes care of our children and things. And that's the transition we're going to do now.
And you guys jointly chose New Mexico for that purpose.
Yeah, I mean, it's somewhere that she already had in mind, and as we went down there, and with all the research she's been doing on very basic living, you know, like right now they're just in an adobe building that's half finished with a wood stove.
I love New Mexico. Something so simplistic and intrinsically spiritual about it. At some point, it was my base camp for a little while. But how do you deploy your music career out of there now?
That's the challenge, because it'll be north of Taos, where we're going to live. And Taos itself only has a few thousand people. And so I really love culture, and I look forward to learning the culture there and trying to really encourage those who are there to focus more on local culture and less on tourism, because I feel like right now they're trying to be a Santa Fe. But, you know, it'll rely upon me recording music and traveling. So as I tour more, I'm really just trying to get in the idea for other people that, hey, I can go to where you are. And that's part of why I'm touring so much now, just to get that rolling, you know, so it hopefully carries on.
So what made you strip down life-wise, other than your partnership with your wife and children and family concerns and wanting to create the right artistic atmosphere, what made you strip down in life and how has that informed your process as a musician?
Well, it's important for me as someone who cares a lot about recordings and who greatly respects old vinyl recordings and I create my own, that I have a way to record. So I've always had to have some form of electricity, which is going to be difficult as I move into a place that is not connected to the grid. But to your question, two things, I guess. One, I realized that in order to not have to make such a large leap financially from being an artist doing it on the side to having a day job and then trying to create an equal amount of money right away, the way to cut those costs down is by getting rid of reoccurring bills. And so to get rid of your recurring bills and utility bills, you have to not have them. And to not have them is something that you can only do if you're living in an area where you are allowed to not have them. And so as someone living in Kansas City, I believe there's some legalities requiring utilities to be connected to your house. And so that's one reason. There's a lot going on. You might have to redirect me sometimes. I apologize.
There's a lot of laws, I guess, here that sort of make you be part of the grid or
system. I mean, it's perceived to be a safety issue and otherwise. But, I've always had this kind of a monk, Buddhist background mentality that I'm continuing to explore as I'm an adult. And lately, as I've been paring down the things that I own greatly to just the things that I really appreciate, I feel freer. And that's important to me because I'm not the biggest fan of commercial culture.
And does that inform your music?
Oh, absolutely.
Music process?
Yeah. I mean, so a lot of the music that I've recorded that I'm known for recording is very family based. It's kind of love songs, songs about relationships, recognizing the pain in others. I used to be a social worker, and I think that informs it a lot. And also then being a social worker, people live a wide variety of lives in this region, KCK, KC Mo, different pockets. And I never want to feel above that. And also growing up on the East Coast and being around Richie culture, I basically went to Times Square for fun every weekend. I've never been attracted to that as something to aspire to. I've almost gone the opposite direction ever since.
You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 FM, KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall, Central Standard's music curator and all-around renaissance man, flugel trumpet player?
Flugelhorn.
Flugelhorn.
Yeah, in the German pronunciation, I guess, of sorts.
A man who needs no introduction, Miles Bonney, is here to tell us about his European tour and why he's leaving Kansas City and also play some tracks for us. So let's get into the first track of the day, the vocal version of the Central Standard theme that people hear every day.
Yeah.
Originally, it was a beat that you just tossed to us. You tossed us a bunch of beats in trying to come up with the musical theme that would come to the flavor of the show. You explained a little bit of that for our recent second anniversary show, and it was a fast-paced beat that people hear every day. So how did this latest collaboration come about?
Very funny. We have a guest with me that just happened to be here that we'll introduce later, but I actually created this beat in his living room while I was living initially in Kansas City. My friend Jamal, who some of you might know, but the collaboration with John Robinson happened because when I was at KU, I went to New York and did an internship at an independent hip-hop label named Subverse at the time, and he was then known as Lil Psy. It's part of a group called Science of Life from Atlanta. And I met him then, and we collaborated later via DJ Ice, a Kansas City transplant in the West Coast. And this is the vocal version of the beat.
So when did John Robinson get on the track? Or John Rob?
It's been over J-Rob. A year. It's been over a year. This is not released, so this is something that's world exclusive right here.
A world exclusive.
But he's collaborated with MF Doom, and he's a wonderful person. I met him in New York again recently, and stand-up guy who travels the world with independent, soulful, honest hip-hop.
And MF Doom is, of course, one of the premier underground hip-hop artists around the world,
somehow I think you found me through MF Doom.
I did. You were on the MF Doom channel on Pandora.
There you go. So everything's 360.
This is
right
360
here.
Circular motion going on here on the radio right now.
It's that 2012 stuff.
The 2012 stuff, indeed. indeed. All right. Let's hear that track, The Way. Thank you.
the way that he busts. Yeah. Hip hop forever, yo, word up, it's never too much. It's just the way with, he got away with. Words and tracks, splurge with raps, through the legs and behind the back. It's old hat, JR, two letters, y'all, just like that. No, he's not a mad villain, but you can spell it all caps. Something ill with just the natural efforts injected to birth new dialects and methods on record. Scientists, chemists, designs come endless. Nothing new about it, y'all, what you expected, huh? It's so habitual to come with these lyricals, touching mental, physical, spiritual, literal. Hearing it through the speakers, pound the pavement with rhythmic arrangements. Complexity, ecstasy, way far from the basics. Play it, you'll see it. He don't say it, he speaks it. And if it's not banging, he tweaks it all week with software madness. What? Pro Tools, sitting back in the labs, this plush with more jewels. The way that he move, the way that he clutch. Straight up raw with the flows, the way that he bust. Yeah. Hip hop forever, yo, word up, it's never too much. It's just the way with, he got away with. The way that he move, the way that he clutch. Straight up raw with the flows, the way that he bust. Yeah. Hip hop forever, yo, word up, it's never too much. It's just the way with, he got away with. Fashion direction, passionate aggression. Aim bullseye in your sections, reflection. Grab mics tight like tested tests. The way of life, like the culture itself, is such a blessing. Moves with the illest mystique. A true head gravitating to the sickest on beats, delivering heat. Purest, straight, raw, no filter. Welcome, y'all. It's the miracle mile, like La Brea and Wilshire. The passion stay lavish. He mainly write these rhymes in the night, like Gladys, building to a higher status quo. Ladies say ow, the fellas say ho, and everybody screams and it's out of control, yo. Science is the crew still. This one's on the dolo. Bi-coastal vocals, so postal loco. Shockman like Rakim, I ain't no joke, yo. It's John Rob, not the lover of Yoko Ono, yo. The way that he move, the way that he clutch. Straight up roll with the flows, the way that he bust. Hip hop forever, yo, word up, it's never too much.
That was a track called The Way. You may know it as the Central Standard theme song. John Robinson is the artist rapping over it. How does John Robinson rapping over this track change the character
of the song? I don't know. I think there's something in instrumental music that I appreciate and let your mind wander. I think sometimes when there's lyrics that are very specific, it'll put it in a pigeonhole. That's important if you're hearing a song for the first time. But for something like this, in this instance, you know, I fully respect the relationship each of you individually out there have with the song as it was before as well.
A lot of people listening to that song right now might be like, oh my God, I feel like I own that song. I hear that song every day. And now some cat is rapping over it. Some people are going to like it. Some people are going to be like, what is this nonsense?
Welcome to the life of a hip hop producer.
Let's go back to Europe, which brought you back here. What took you over there? And who is Brink Sinatra?
Oh, wow. Well, this latest tour, because I've been there a couple times, is with Brink Sinatra, who is a native of Vienna, Austria, and still lives there. I met him through his beat releases with a European label, Melting Pot Music, that I heard. And as someone who used to make beats, I love hearing amazing beats. And when I do, if I can record over them for fun, I love to present them back to the producer. So he lives in Vienna. He's a collaborator with MC8, who's a well-known West Coast rapper.
Straight out of Compton. Compton's Most Wanted.
Street dude.
Old school.
Yeah, old school. When I was out there on this latest tour, I met DJ Premier because he was also in Germany while I was there. And he's helping Brink produce this entire album that's going to come out soon for MC8. And so he's a guy who lives in Vienna, Austria, and is in love with West Coast rap, but is also a really serious heavy hitter out there. And for people who are into independent hip-hop in America, and the Stone Store label, there's a guy named Guilty Simpson who says that he's one of his favorite producers as well.
So I know Allo Black coming from L.A., Sean Jackson, all of those guys.
Yeah,
he does beats for them as well.
I mean, they respect him, and I think the people that travel the world for hip-hop respect good music no matter where it's from, but he produced my entire current album, and we as a group are called S3. So S3 and Super Soul.
Super Soul.
Yeah, basically.
That's the name of the album. Yeah. But S3 is the more palatable.
Yeah, with a vowel in there.
With a vowel. Talk about that relationship with music now. Here's a guy in Vienna, Austria. Loves West Coast rap. Collaborating with a DJ / trumpeter over breakbeat. Soul singer. Beard wearer. Music curator for a radio show. How does that work in this sort of global world of creativity? I mean, you're going over there to perform with him in Europe, and then moving back to New Mexico.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think because I've, as a singer, worked more with people outside of Kansas City, I'm used to recording via the internet and or just sharing files back and forth. But in the end, we're speaking through music and we're speaking through the end product that we want to hear. But it's cool. I mean, it's interesting, you know, to collaborate with someone who's of a different culture, really. And, you know, as someone who's into West Coast rap, such as Brink, the producer, to work with me, who's a very relaxed, somewhat abstract, unconventional singer, we find a middle ground. You know, he helps me become more palatable to those who are familiar with commercial music, and I help him stretch the boundaries of the soul music that he's already making, maybe with more soul rather than just kind of someone rapping over it that brings a different energy to it.
How does your collaboration with Brink find you in a different space creatively than, say, your collaboration with maybe Reggie B or somebody else?
That's a good question. I mean, since we just got off the tour, I can only refer to the fact that when we were doing shows out there in Europe, people would tell me after the show that it was the best show they've ever been to. And that's definitely not because of pyrotechnics, lighting, dance moves, none of that exists. But there must have been for some people a connection to the music itself and the seriousness with which he takes it that helps me take it seriously at the time and really has a very positive, intense energy that was reflected, and I think people can hear the album as well.
That reminds me, that tone of what you just said reminds me of a quote that you often quote from Grandma Bonnie talks about performances. Not pyrotechnics, but touching of hearts.
I don't really read many books. I realized recently, like, records are my book library, you know. But, yeah, I've started to read one of her books. Helen Bonnie was a pioneering music therapist, my grandmother. And I read one of her books just starting to. And she said something along the lines of that, although she's playing violin and studying music therapy at KU at the time, that when she got on her own, she realized she didn't want to be a star on a stage. She wanted to connect with people. And when I read that, it's nice to figure out where you come from and feel connected to it, especially when you didn't know that you shared that with a grandparent who you didn't really know at the time because I wasn't an adult, you know.
We're going to get into your track, Rain Don't Stop Me Now, in a minute, but this leads us to an interesting foray into an area of conversation. Helen Bonnie and then your father, who's also a jazz musician. The sort of inception and importance and focus on creativity and music in your family, and now you're making it part of your family. How does that work for you? How does that inform you?
I mean, my father's side of the family is full of people who are involved in church. You know, both my grandfathers are ministers. His mom being it goes back further than that. I don't know how deep we go, but, you know, race relations, culture, music, connecting with people, and the business of music have been a part of all of my dad's family. And I've really taken and continue to learn from all of them and make decisions about how I want to relate to the world based upon humanity, music, business, money, and what I want that relationship to be.
Let's get into Rain Don't Stop Me Now. What is this track about?
This track, I guess in the end, you know, after it's recorded, when I kind of take it all in, it's about not being afraid of rain. I mean, it's a very simple concept, but, you know, people use umbrellas, yet we all need water. And so what are we hiding from is basically what I'm trying to say there.
Well, let's hear it. Rain Don't Stop Me Now by Miles Bonnie here on Central Standard.
Rain don't stop me now. Rain don't stop me now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That was Rain Don't Stop Me Now here on Central Standard. The artist is Miles Bonney, the music curator, the man, the myth, the beard. Miles Bonney here in the studio. We've been going over tracks from his latest album, S3. We now bring in his silent, bespectacled friend from KU, Jamal, who brought him here. Wow. You got some dirt on Miles Bonney from the KU days, man?
Nah, he's a pretty clean guy. He lives a clean life. I don't really have any dirty stories about this guy.
First of all, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Jamal Gamby.
And how did you collaborate with our man Miles Bonney over the years, besides going to school with him at KU?
We were both freshmen in the artist dorm, to speak. And there were a bunch of other guys actually there, Nesbitt and
the whole scene.
Yeah, kind of like the whole scene. And he was doing like kind of electronic music, and but still had like aspirations of like trying to like get his music out. And so and then I kind of met up with him, like, hey, you listen to this type of stuff? And we both kind of listen and like the same type of music, both have jazz backgrounds. And I've been writing for a while, and we just kind of linked up, you know, started doing songs together. Like, he'd give me some beats and I kind of rhyme over these beats and write songs to these beats, and we started doing house parties and
we set
some
it off,
the local
man.
Venues, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, like, Jamal is the reason that I live in Kansas City.
And Jamal is the reason that every day people turn on Central Standard, they're hearing the beat that you composed over Jamal's house.
Right.
The beat that you hear every day, ladies and gentlemen, was composed in this man, Jamal's house. So when you hear that flow and those hard drums and those synths coming from Miles Bonney, it's also, in a sense, coming from Jamal. Jamal, who is Miles Bonney?
Ah, man, he's quite a, I don't know. I mean, can we describe him as a person? Like, this guy's like, I don't know. He wears a lot of hats. Like, I don't think you can put Miles in like a box and say he's this. Like, maybe he embodies the ideas of being like, you know, like having an open mind and an open view of what the world really is, and taking back, you know, nothing but goodness out of that, and maybe putting that back out, regurgitating that, but it comes in so many different kind of forms. I mean, he kind of spearheaded like the, you know, the hip hop scene in Lawrence, and then bridged the gap over to Kansas City, and then decided that he wanted to try something else. I mean, this guy has done a lot of things and will continue to do.
Miles, as we go to break, being that bridge from Lawrence to Kansas City, being as important to the local scene as you are.
I don't know.
No, definitely.
How does it feel now to be leaving Kansas City, in a sense, on a daily basis, the bittersweet of it?
I could start crying, honestly, because I just put a lot of effort into things, and I can't give any more right now to the city, you know?
I understand. How does that...
It sounds so overly dramatic, man. Like, it's, no, I don't have anything to complain about, you know what I'm saying? Some people's lives are really hard. Mine's just hard because of the responsibility I take and I put on myself.
But it's a passionate business. It's a passionate endeavor. And you should feel one way or another about it. The sweetness is obviously in what you brought to the table.
I mean, I feel like this is all being talked up, you know what I'm saying? I know it's all real, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't deserve to be put on a pedestal, man. All I'm doing is... I just think that everybody has unique gifts, but there's no one out there really helping people pursue them, because we all, for the sake of money, choose boxes to jump into, and then we're locked in the box. And I'm getting outside the box, and it's not easy, but that's the path that I'm proving for myself, so I can share it with others and help others outside as well.
We now pause for a quick break. Our guest is Miles Bonney, the music curator for Central Standard. A very somber and very emotional talk here today on Central Standard. Miles Bonney, the incomparable Miles Bonney. More from his album S3, tracks All I Know, and his collaboration with the Charlotte Street Foundation when we return. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Jabulani LaFall. Our guest is Miles Bonney, the music curator for Central Standard, artist, jazz musician, DJ, producer, who has had an indelible relationship with Kansas City and now finds himself in a transitional period leaving. It's not just about music for you in Kansas City.
Right.
Miles?
It's about creative culture and doing what I can to help communicate more easily the positive, worthwhile interests that nonprofits might have, individuals might have, the creative community might have.
And your last gig was over at the KC Music Academy, and that sort of rounded you out as well.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas City Academy is a middle and high school in the Waldo area that's a private independent school. It's a very creative school. And so I spent time there last. I built, rebuilt their website, helped communicate what they do inside the building with others. Before that, I worked at Theater League. So if you go online and buy tickets on their website, I built that and handled stuff for them for a while. And I did some social work with United Services and Platt Jackson in Clay County, who does utility assistance. I redid their website, which, you know, I'll leave it at that.
And we'll get into your relationship with the Charlotte Street Foundation in a minute.
Yeah.
You brought with you a friend today.
Jamal's my right-hand man, you know, ever since 2001 when I moved to the Midwest from the East Coast until about 2005, really, when he stopped making music, to my knowledge. You know, he can finish up on that, but this guy who you're about to hear from is a lot of the reason why I'm here, and really is the reason Kansas City knows me, honestly. The first half of my life here is through collaboration with him.
And given what you know about Miles Bonney, Jamal, what will Kansas City be losing with this man?
I don't know. Maybe the idea that that you can be creative and be accessed and allow other people to access you, and also just the collaborative spirit that he has. He kind of puts everybody. He brings everybody together. The things that he's done has brought a lot of people together that normally wouldn't have been in the same place, and without, you know, making it about him, you know?
Right. And we have to address this, Miles. Part of the reason you're leaving, it may not be a big percentage, is that the dilemma of a lot of artists here, they find this a great space to create, a great place to be, a great place, as Jamal just said, to be accessed. But when it comes to the outlets, you put in the input. When it comes to the output, the outlets, the patronage, the support, the marketing, the groundswell of a self-sustaining artistic community, not there. That's what a lot of people say. So address that.
Sure. I mean, to me, it's all about infrastructure and systems. And so in Kansas City, what we don't have, I guess briefly, that exists on the coast are a wider variety of media outlets, whether it's a website, print publications, which are decreasing, you know, opportunities to be interviewed, documentation of the art scene. There are organizations and there are many galleries. You have First Fridays, you know, there's pockets. But, you know, if you're a rapper in Kansas City, let's say that, if you're a street rapper, if you're an East of Truce rapper, what clubs are you supposed to perform in that aren't going to get shut down in a couple months? You know, there's all these different pockets that need a system that can help facilitate and grow artists. And after a certain point, you have to look past Kansas City, you know. So up until recently, I really looked beyond Kansas City because I realized there's not much in Kansas City that's going to help me get out of it.
Right. And we talked about the irony of you, like many jazz musicians over the years, Charlie Parker included, getting more love in Europe than in Kansas City. Yeah. Talk about that juxtaposition.
I mean, you know, I've been watching a lot of interviews recently because I have a couple months here as I wrap up my time here to do things I didn't do before. And someone said it the other day, a group called Sa Ra that I really respect from the West Coast. And, you know, American culture is very, it's very corporate. You know, there are systems to it. And in Europe, it's more so if a DJ really likes a song, he'll play it on the radio and he can blow it up. Here, there's a lot of red tape. There's a lot of background promotion, advertising things. So the love of the arts is a little disjointed. I'll say also briefly, in my travels of Europe, America is a very young country, and what's to be learned from that, in my perspective, is we're a very migratory country. You know, many of our families came here just a few generations ago, really, probably. And so we don't really have the super deep roots to any one location, any one neighborhood in this town percentage-wise, that exists in other countries around the world. So it's hard to build infrastructure. It's hard to recognize the importance of a historic landmark downtown. You know, we might just let it go, you know, but what about that building? What about that history? We don't really reinvest in real raw culture.
We're going to get into your Charlotte Street grant and collaboration in a moment. Let's go into this track, All I Know. Yeah. And you're giving us a little bit of what you know now, but tell us about the track, All I Know.
Man, I mean, so this album, S3, Super Soul, you can use your imagination. This song is really the big song for me in my mind. It talks about things like, you know, I guess when I was writing it, I realized, like, I do believe I have past lifetimes. I do believe that I put all this pressure on myself and responsibility to be helpful to the world while I'm alive because of the knowledge that I've gained in previous lifetimes. And what am I really supposed to do with that? You know, how are you supposed to navigate through, you know, this point in time where there's so many things going on? I mean, we can all admit that. Internet, violence, wars, et cetera. You know, how do you navigate that? And it's not easy for any of us, but I think that's kind of what I tried to speak to a little bit in a very basic way.
You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 KCUR, streaming live on kcur.org. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall. A very poignant and deep and emotional interview with our music curator, Miles Bonney, who's back from Europe and also imminently leaving Kansas City to pursue a new life in New Mexico and all points beyond. Your Charlotte Street grant and collaboration is one of the things you're doing on the tail end of being here. Talk a little bit about that before we get into All I Know.
Well, I mean, one thing I've always loved about Charlotte Street, it's a foundation, local organization, and their affiliates, is that they genuinely really do support the arts in Kansas City. A lot of the very creative, known, and popularly obscure, I'll say, artists, largely visual artists and performance artists in Kansas City in the art scene, receive grants and funding from Charlotte Street. And I hadn't really been involved in them or applied for many things in the previous years, but I thought, hey, you know what, I want to reach out. And even though I'm not a painter, maybe there's some way that I can explain that what I do is art beyond just recording songs or things. And thankfully, they were willing to work with me and provided me with a studio space downtown, which is really allowing me to make the most of these my last time here, and I'm very grateful to be working with them.
So how did you convince an organization that usually works with visual artists and more sort of avant-garde and fringe performance artists to give the sort of jazz hybrid soul man a,
you know,
a shot?
That'd be a question for them. I don't know. You know, I just
what did you propose?
I mean, I think
redirecting that. What did you propose?
I mean, I think that in a lot of ways, my art is media. You know, I'm not doing music or media things, videos for commercial gain. They're really about culture, and they're really about sharing things. And it was probably a combination of things. I know that one thing they know that they're going to get out of me now, which I'm happy to do, which is my idea, partially, is to do interviews with other artists in Kansas City that are sharing the space with me and communicate what they do to either the other people in these large buildings that we're currently residing in, who are just business people who don't know what these crazy art kids are doing, or to people around Kansas City that might like an opportunity to meet an artist, you know. I think I also communicate to them that getting this space will allow me to create, because I'm currently in between houses and homes, and this provides me with a place from which to record, which I've been doing a lot of.
Let's hear the track, All I Know, and we'll come back with more with Miles Bonney.
But there's nothing wrong with scars.
was All I Know from S3, the new collaboration between Miles Bonney and Brink Sinatra of Austria. We've been talking about arts, culture, beats, rhymes, and life, lifetime friendship, transitions, and a lot of the more poignant subjects that you haven't heard from a usually lighter Miles Bonney, but
yeah.
It's a man with a heavy heart and a heavy passion here on Central Standard today, and we appreciate his contribution in that conversation. What needs to be done, Miles Bonney, as you leave Kansas City? We usually give some of our artists leaving Kansas City an exit interview. What needs to be done for better coverage, better patronage of the arts in the urban core, and to bring that bridge around the metro?
I mean, I'd say with respect to media, I mean, the whole bridging the urban core in other areas is not an easy thing. But the most obvious answer is that, I mean, I'm leaving. I don't care. Like The Pitch, The Ink, any of these places. How is there, even KCPT, how is there not a consistent local video interview show documenting culture? There is no local video content, basically, that I'm aware of. That's very simple. And it's a remarkably easy way to gain advertising dollars as well.
Well, with respect to KCPT, they do have the local show in Ruckus. But
which is quarterly almost, right?
Right.
I mean, like Ruckus and some of those news topic shows are very media-based. They're not grassroots-based.
It's definitely debatable what they cover, but you're saying even us at KCUR and KCPT and everybody else need to get more engaged.
I mean, KCUR, I mean, I'll give it up. I love KCPT. I love KCUR, you know. I appreciate The Pitch and Ink and all those, Dementia, you know. But just the medium of video. You know, KCUR wouldn't expect to have a video show. It's a radio station. But just get out there, man. I mean, send people out on the streets and interview people. I mean, people looking for something real. I put up a song yesterday on my friend's SoundCloud account. It's been listened to 10,000 times since yesterday.
That is the song with your daughter on your lap.
And there's no chorus. There's no
freestyle.
There's no structure. It's freestyle. There's no structure of the song. We didn't put it on our upcoming EP because we thought no one's going to relate to it. This is a song you can hear my daughter breathing. I'm just talking to her. And people are, you know, listening to it like crazy. I mean, those are numbers that I don't normally get.
It's a beautiful song, too. What's the name of it?
As You Sleep on My Lap. I mean, it was an emotional night. I was living off Paseo at the time where I heard gunshots and stuff. And a lot of people get gunshots. A lot of people get shot. But I don't like, you know, I don't like hearing gunshots. So I was up there, and it's kind of a rough night. I recorded two songs, and that was one of them, As She Slept on My Lap. And, you know, it's just, it's substantive, as my dad, you know, really talked to me about recently, that people are telling me, really, through their listening, that they're looking for things that are really real, and I'm happy that they're connecting with that song in that way. It's by myself, Miles Bonney, and Taku. It's called As You Sleep on My Lap. It's a free download.
As You Sleep on My Lap will also be available on KCUR.org for those who want to listen, and we'll be tweeting it as well at KCURCST. Now, as you give the prescription for what Kansas City needs to do better to support its artists, what are you working on going forward?
I'm trying to find a way to bridge my interest in music and media and community. Right now, spending so much time downtown in Kansas City, you know, people that live in the Kansas City region area, I'm sure when they move around or they talk to their friends, they say live in Kansas City. But how many people live downtown in Kansas City? How many people have lived down there? You know, I know that that's an ongoing process, and people say that that's why we got P&L and all that. But, you know, it's dead most of the time at night. I'm out there on my bike riding around. I would love to see street culture, but there has to be, you know, a heart to that. And that's what's beautiful at the Crossroads. But, you know, again, the Crossroads. I mean, look at the Crossroads. It's a positive thing about Kansas City, you know, First Fridays. Everybody comes down there. People on the streets. You know, that's one of my favorite parts, seeing people walking on the street in Kansas City. A wide variety of creativity. It's a fun. It's a festival environment, festive environment. And I'd love to see more of that. It's hard, though, in this metro because there's so it's so, you know, widespread as far as the distances people live from the center. But I'm working on ways to connect community. I've even tried some things in Kansas City I didn't have time to launch, like this idea called Neighbor Build. I made all these cards that people could pass out to their neighbors, introducing each other to each other. And I just think we need to give more respect to people that are doing grassroots work in the urban core and just get real. You know, we got to get offline. We got to start walking around and meeting our neighbors and, you know, handling life that way because people need to connect. That's why we're alive.
Let's get into this track, Chakal.
Yeah, Chakal, wow. Well, this is a song, I mean, it's just something that, I don't know, I think a lot of my lyrics are pretty abstract, really about the feeling of what I'm feeling at the time than saying any one thing. It's cool for me and to play in Kansas City because It's the only song on the album with a featured vocalist aside from myself. And that vocalist happens to be from Kansas City, an artist named Smooth Confusion, whom Brink heard the voice of previously on...
A local artist.
He lives around Paseo, around where I live, and he's around town, you know, Smooth Confusion. Shout out to the Soul Service and everybody. And he's on here and, you know, stopped by my studio at the time to do a little thing that I ended up, you know, editing into a chorus of sorts. But, you know, I'd say even if you don't listen to hip-hop, if you don't listen to soul music, if you're not even paying attention to what I'm saying right now, there's something about the feeling that comes off this recording that I think is soulful and spiritual, and if nothing else, gives you a feeling that hopefully you might not, that hopefully this will give you a feeling that you don't tend to get through other music, and hopefully it adds to your life in some ways. That's the music I make.
Let's check out Chakal by Miles Bonney on the S3 album with Brink Sinatra. Snippet of Chakal, a cut off the album S3, Super Soul. Can't say it. S3 is the euphemism for that collaboration with Brink Sinatra, an artist and producer from Vienna, Austria, that collaborated with our local producer, DJ, jazz man, soul singer, Central Standard Music curator, Miles Bonney, whom I like to call the incomparable Miles Bonney in a very monotone, low jazz show voice.
Far from Miles Bonney. Your original voice, right?
Right. Exactly. What's your message to KC as you prepare to leave in 2013?
I would say that my message to Kansas City is what has kept me here for so long, what's kept me sane, which is that it's not where you're at. It's what you're doing, and it's what the people around you are doing. So the same reason I never moved to L.A. or New York from here is the same reason why other people don't have to. If you want to travel, we have an airport you can, you know, head out from. But Kansas City, you can create your own energy. You know, you can tap into what whatever your interest is. If you want to learn how to cook shrimp really well, start cooking shrimp. You know, you're never going to cook it better if you don't start practicing. You know, I'm a firm believer that if society was in an ideal place, we would all pursue our interests. And then as we continue to do that, all of our interests would be so specific that we would all serve definitive roles in our communities very easily. That would be mutually beneficial. And that's all I'm trying to do with my life. And I think it's something that everybody can do. And I think that if you don't tap into your interests and try to pursue them on your free time, whenever that is, you're missing out on your own life and your own potential and really your raw gifts to others that are beyond economics.
And how have you enjoyed being the music curator and contributor, frequent contributor to the show, literally creating something that has become essentially vintage Kansas City?
I mean, I'm not saying this just because I'm in front of you, but like I really I've appreciated the opportunity to be involved with the show. And, you know, along the lines of what I just said about wanting people to pursue their interests, you know, I wouldn't have been able to contribute to the show had I not already made beats, had I not already loved records. I didn't start listening to records just because I knew I was going to be able to talk about on the air. You know, I heard from listeners through the years, and I appreciate what you brought to the show. And I love KCUR, you know, so it's been a real pleasure to be involved, and I'm very appreciative of that. That has been an outlet for me to contribute to and reach people through music in another way.
And we'll continue to follow your career and continue to reach out to you for a contribution of content from wherever you are in the world, because this is where it started. And from this moment right here is just the platform for more to come.
Yeah, and I'll be back. I mean, I'm already getting some pot. I might be back in like May and October and stuff, but I'll be in Kansas City like I'm anywhere at this point. But I look forward to coming back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Miles Bonney here on Central Standard. Miles, thank you for coming. Jamal, who's also in the studio peeping out the conversation, thank you for coming, and thank you for letting Miles do our theme song at your house.
Yeah. All right. And if I have more time, I'll talk about Jamal, so I want to thank Jamal personally, myself, too, for everything he's given my life.
As Miles Bonney prepares to say farewell to Kansas City, we say hello to his music. This is the first track I ever heard from Miles Bonney, 2009 on Pandora. I'd like to introduce it to you. Will we miss Miles? Yes, we will. Do I thank him for his time on the show? Yes, I do. You'll find podcasts, archive shows, and more on kcur.org. Our producer is Matthew Long Middleton. Up to date is next. I'm Jabalani LaFall. This is Central Standard.